a sharing space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
702.
All right, it's 25 minutes before 12 o'clock. Time for the sharing space. This is a feature on the show where we share our stories. Sometimes I share my stories. Sometimes you share your stories. It could be something that happened over the weekend. It could be something you're concerned about, something you're looking forward to, anything really. As a community, as a family, we share our stories and we ask other listeners if they've had the same experience. Sometimes people who share their stories ask for advice, so you can call and give them some advice. Today we've got an interesting voice note from a listener who is sharing what, shall I call it, a dilemma? Well, let's listen in afterwards. I'll take your calls on 011-883-0702 or WhatsApp's at 072-702-1702. If you've got advice for this listener, or maybe you've been in the same situation.
Hi, Clement. I'd like to remain anonymous. I've got a little bit of a dilemma. I've been with my partner for more than a year now, and there are talks of us moving in together soon. However, my problem is he's never said, I love you. He's never told me even once, I love you. He's never told me in Tshivenda. He's never told me in Zulu. He's never told me in English. He's never told me in any language. Ngiyakuthanda, ndiyanifuna, ngiyakuranza, ngiyakurata. He's never said anything about loving me. But we're talking about moving in together. Does this make sense? It makes me a little bit worried whether he doesn't feel for me the way I feel for him. And I don't know whether the moving in is just to help him save. Because if we're living together now, we're doing everything together, it means I will be doing half and he'll be doing half. I don't know if it's because he's trying to save through me, or if he genuinely does love me and want to be with me. How do I get my partner to say he loves me? Or how do I tell my partner that it doesn't make me feel comfortable that he has never told me that he loves me? Am I being too much? Am I expecting too much too soon? I think before we move in together, he should at least have told me that he loves me. Am I expecting too much? Am I asking for too much? Can you please ask your listeners to assist me with this? Okay.
Okay. So, you've been with someone for over a year now. They have not uttered the words, I love you. But you guys are in a relationship and you love each other. And you're now about to move in with each other. And the same person who's never said, I love you, wants you guys to move in together. So Anonymous is asking, how do I get my partner to just tell me he loves me? Because she wants to hear it. But also, how does she also say to the partner, yo, you've never said this to me and we're moving in together. That's a bit strange. How do you deal with that? 011-883-0702. 072-702-1702. That's the WhatsApp line. I know that there are people who are not affectionate. And I consider myself one of those people. I am as loving as I am. I'm not an affectionate person that's always going to be holding your hand or telling you I love you. Ray White this morning was telling me that he tells his wife every morning when they wake up. How amazing is that? So Ray White says every morning, yeah, as they wake up, that's what he says to the wife, I love you, and probably says it other times during the day, which is amazing, right? Give Ray a bells. But there's some of us who are a little weird. Yeah? I'm told that Julius Malema also said the same to Anele in their interview this morning. But there are other people who just struggle with showing that kind of affection. But to go over a year, a whole year, and you've not said, I love you? Now, that is weird. I mean, when he was proposing you, what did he say? Eh? I said to Ray this morning, you're going to be lucky if you hear it from me at least in a month. Maybe three times in a month. I think that's what I can, yeah, that's what I can at least do. Every morning? Okay, sure. Not even once in a year? I don't know if I'd still want to be sticking around, hey? What do you guys think? Any tips for Anonymous? Have you been in the same situation? Are you a type that has never been told you are loved by your lover? Are you a type that struggles to say, I love you? And how long do you go for before you tell your partner, I love you? Huh?
Hi, Clement. Anonymous, the lady must say, I love you first. And then let's see what the gentleman says. You know, if he doesn't say it back, then, you know, it's a nice segue to have a discussion. Yeah. Anonymous must just say, I love you to the guy. And yeah, wait for his response.
What if the guy says, thank you? They're weird people like that, man. You tell them how much you love them. They say, oh, thanks. Now that's painful, eh? And sometimes people don't do that because they're trying to be rude or, but people are awkward around these things. Just spare a thought for some people who are really awkward around these words of affection.
Morning, Clement. The question is, has she told him that she loves him? Number one. Number two, does he express love? Does he look at you with love? Does he touch you with love? Does he hold you with love? There's a lot of ways as men show you that we love you. That question, have you eaten for the day? Put on a seatbelt, baby. That's also a way of saying I love you.
No ways. Have you eaten today? That must replace I love you. Yo, yeah, ne? Eric in Winchester. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. How's it, man?
I'm good, brother. You sound like someone who says I love you at least three times a day. Am I wrong? You're 41 years this year?
I've been married for 31 years.
31 years, okay.
In these 31 years, I'm not exaggerating. If I said to my wife, I've loved you, it's maybe 10 times in the 31. Oh,
no ways!
You see, Clement, as black people, this thing that love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. It's not in our DNA, man. But the actions of love is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, the actions of love, that's what we do, you know. You know, I won't be able to do what Ray is doing, man. Really, yeah. You must give Ray a bell.
No, give Ray a bell.
It's a pity Anonymous didn't tell us what nationality is the, is the boyfriend, you know.
Yeah.
Clement, I'm from Tian in Chang'an. You understand? Mm. We don't do that, man, in Chang'an.
I've got Tsonga friends, Eric, that are very lovey-dovey.
Yeah, I am lovey-dovey, but I can't say.
Do you at least touch? Do you touch her and like?
No, I touch her. Okay. You know, whenever we walk, I hold her.
Hold her hand, okay.
And if she can say, I love you, I'll say, oh, thank you very much.
Hi, Eric. Eric.
Because I can't keep, Clement, the issue is keeping up saying I love you because you'll forget one day. And that one day will be a problem for 10 years.
Is she okay? Does she tell you she loves you? And then, like, how often does she tell you she loves you in the last 31 years of your marriage?
More often than not, she does.
She does. She and does. Then you just say, thank you, I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'm lucky to be loved.
Yo!
I'm lucky to, and I am lucky to be loved, you know.
Sure.
But I saw her. I do whatever she wants.
Do you buy her flowers? Do you give her gifts? Do you give her some money? Do you cook for her?
No, look, I don't cook. You know, I don't cook. I don't buy flowers. You know, I've got a big house. I've planted enough flowers. You know, that she can.
How do you show the love?
I show the love by, you know, my love, my wife love shoes and bag.
Yeah.
You know, every second, third month, I buy a shoes bag. You
okay.
know, my wife then... love traveling.
Yeah.
You know, twice a year we will travel. You know, she'll choose the destination.
Aye.
And then we'll go there.
Eric, it's fine.
Sorry. I love you.
Aye. Eric, that's fine.
I show. Clement, I show her that I love
That's sufficient. I think yes. that is sufficient. What? Two trips every year? You just choose a destination? Bags, shoes, every second month? Keep you, I love you. I'll take gifts any day.
Morning, Clement. I think this person is on my same situation. I think since 2009, my wife only said I love you once or twice. And he can spend all day without kissing. I don't know. It's hard.
Wait. Did he say the whole year without kissing? No, please. I want you to send another voice note. We need context there. Because this is no laughing matter. Because maybe there are other issues there. Maybe there are challenges in the marriage. A whole year without kissing. Nenzani, I mean, you're a married couple. That's all you should be doing. No?
Mr. Manyatela, Shumani here. I think that man loves her more than she thinks. For him to say I love you, maybe it will be because of him seeing something. But for now, that man can do anything for that woman just to keep her. That man loves her with his heart and soul. I'm telling you, that woman must not make that mistake of leaving him or asking him to say, why don't you say I love you? Because he will feel different about her. He won't feel the same.
Hey, good morning, Clement. Clement, I hear you, what you are saying. But that partner, does she ever tell your partner that she loves him also? Because it's a two-way traffic here. She must also explain to him, I love you. Then he must tell her, I love you. So she can do that to him. He can do that to her. That's the problem of women. First of all, somebody told you, I love you when he was proposing to you. So you want to be always told I love you every day. What is the point of that? That's the problem of women. Women have got such a problem. They must wake up, smell the coffee, and they do that to him also. Tell him that you love him. Have she ever done that? No, that's the problem of women. Women must get up and smell the coffee.
Hi, guys. South African men, what is wrong with us? Hi. I mean, it almost feels like I love you costs R1 million. Huh? They can't want to be told I love you every day. I love you, I love you, I love you. What is wrong with us? I mean, I'm not claiming to be perfect here. As I said, you'll be lucky to hear it at least 3-4 times a month. That I can do. Eh? At least once a week I'll throw it in there. Like, and if you say I love you, I'll say I love you too. But I'll initiate it maybe 3 times in a month. But I will show you that I love you in different other ways. But hey, the justifications I'm getting, even on the WhatsApp line here about, Eh? What's happening? Dr. D, good morning.
Hi, Clement.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, nice to speak to you. Look, I couldn't resist this call.
Yeah.
I'm in a parking garage.
Yeah.
But honestly, there are a few things to say. And then I think that we've got to do our whole unpacking show of this.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
The first thing is that we have got a golden rule in life, don't we? We say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm.
But when it comes to relationships, there's a platinum rule. And the platinum rule is do unto others as they would have you do unto them. So for some people, acts mean something. I can see, this is what I would like. I would like you to help me out. Mm. I would like you to offer to cook a meal. I would like you to take out the garbage. That to me means love.
Mm.
For other people, I need to hear it. So we've got different love languages. And if one talks Greek because it's their language, and the other one is talking Spanish, it doesn't mean exactly the same thing. So part of it is beginning to understand what's important to the other person, which might be very difficult for you. And why it is so difficult for many people, men and women, but men in particular, is if you say, I love you first, there's vulnerability. What happens if she doesn't say it back to me? What happens if I don't get the response that I want?
Mm.
It's a risk, and it's putting yourself on the line. It's easier to respond if she says, I love you first. You kind of say, oh, thank goodness. You know, she said it first, now it's a little bit easier. It isn't taking the same kind of risk.
Mm.
So there's a lot. There's a lovely little book, which I can tell you about, by Gary Chapman. It's quite old, but everybody often still refers to it.
Mm.
And it's called The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. And it talks about different ways of expressing love, which your partner may or may not relate to.
Yes, yes, yeah. Please go check out that book by Gary Chapman. Dr. D, thank you for the call. She's a psychologist. So please, those with ears, hear.
Don't The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
7:02.
8 minutes before 12 o'clock. Let's get straight to your WhatsApp voice note.
I think Usisi must look for other ways to hear or see the I love you from the guy. He probably will not say it with his mouth, but will say it with his actions. So maybe look for his love languages. How consistent is he? What he does for you would suggest or would speak, I love you. You know, I think sometimes we expect ourselves from others. When asikhuliswa ngokufana, and some people, you know, say I love you in different ways, in actions. You know, some people will say I love you and then act differently, you know, to what they're saying. So maybe cut him some slack.
No ways. Throw that man away. Full stop. Throw that man away. Full stop. Because it means so much to you, and because you worried before you've even moved in together, it just doesn't bode well if he is not doing what clearly means a lot to you. So, bottom line, throw him away.
Hi, Clement. Anonymous here. With me, the word I love you, it doesn't come easily. I have to be really meaning it and feeling it and to say it. My soon-to-be ex would say to me, I love you, I love you, I love you every day. And then he still cheated. Like, how? You know what I mean? How? You tell me you love me every day and you still do. That's why I don't believe in that word. And I don't like it being tossed around like it's just a cheap word.
Mm.
It's not a cheap word. And you say it unless if you mean it. So for Anonymous, I think the guy is not on the same page with you. So even for a year, you couldn't even say it. So Zwada, run.
Zwada. Where's that song? Balega. Wait, when you say soon to be ex, what do you mean? Like, did you just break up with him now and there, or are you planning to break up with him, soon to be ex? Hmm? Sometimes these words are confusing. What does that mean, soon to be ex?
Yeah, I claim that. You know, I'm just wondering, the first time when they met, they read with a guy, did the guy propose, as you say, you know, it's mang, I love you? Or is this relationship that just happened, you know, this relationship that just happened, and then you find yourself in the relationship. And then his actions also, how maybe, does it show anything, maybe, action-wise? Because now, if that is the case, I would be concerned as well, because I'll smell a rat. I just wonder, did he say that I love you, Smangman? And he said I love you back. Oh, but even if you're not affectionate, just say I love you. Oh, Glimza, I mean, you call me, we talk and talk. Love you back, love you back. You can say that. Oh, little, what if they in a dispute then? How does you bring your person back? You know, there are those risks that you see to show for the person. You know what? I'm sure. I just wonder, Clemens. Sure.
Hey, Clement. Interesting topic. On a lighter note, my wife once liked to say, when I say I love you, and she says, me too. And then she'll say, don't assume that when I say me too, I mean I love you too. I say, I love myself too. Yeah, but very interesting, Tawangi. Thank you.
That's funny, man.